This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to get on the same page with God before you enter 2020. Recently, I was talking about the things we need to be mindful of when we're birthing something great. And one of those things is that we must stay on the same page with God. Recall Zechariah's story when the angel of the Lord appeared before him in the temple. The angel told him that God had heard his prayer and would bless his wife Elizabeth with a son. Then the angel went on to say that many would rejoice at his birth and that he would be seen as great in the eyes of the Lord. Lastly, the angel told Zechariah to call his new son John. But Zechariah didn't believe any of it. He was afraid and doubtful, and at this time, he was not on the same page with God. Therefore, God silenced him until John the Baptist was born. And this is a clear example of what God will do to get us on the same page with him. After John was born, family and friends came over to celebrate. Everyone wanted to name the baby Zechariah after his father. But Zechariah motioned for a tablet to write on, recalling that the angel had told him that the baby would be called John. In the moment that Zechariah wrote on that tablet that his son's name would be John, God restored his voice. So what do you need to get on the same page with God before you enter 2020? What will God restore for you if you do? As you think about that, remember these words: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. Share today's message and watch B Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, get on the same page.